If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
All right. Malcolm Nance is... Sean, how actually excited am I about the fact that we got Malcolm Nance?
It's a big one.
Yeah. I've been watching him on Joy Reid. He is...
incredible.
Incredible. He is the real deal. He is a former United States Navy Senior Chief Petty Officer, a former CIA. His book, The Plot to Hack America, How Putin's Cyber Spies and WikiLeaks Tried to Steal the 2016 Election, was written before the election in October. I imagine he wants to update it to say stole, but he joins us now. Good morning, Malcolm. Thanks so much for taking time.
Good morning. I'm glad I can be on the Monique Marvez show.
You're a charmer. Malcolm, I got to tell you, I've been watching you on MSNBC, other places, and this book, it's eerie, obviously. And I watched a segment before the election where you were saying this needs to be investigated. He is an asset of Russian intelligence, perhaps unwittingly.
And perhaps just an ass.
Right. Right. Yeah.
A set of them.
Right, right. But, I mean, you tweeted, you've obviously updated with it, particularly, I'm so thrilled to talk to you after just the last 3 days of news, but you had tweeted a while ago, I held my suspicions, but now I'm convinced Trump is fully aware that both Russian intelligence and Assange elected him. Praise equals payback.
Right. Well, unfortunately, all of this has come to pass. And like you said, I actually started this book on July 25th, the first day of the Democratic National Convention, because I saw that morning, actually, I think I was the first one in the media to actually use the phrase that we were under a cyber attack by a foreign nation and its intelligence agency, because it became very clear that that this operation was designed to destroy the Democratic Party and that they were using stolen materials from the DNC hack in a very strategic way. The book actually went to press, this is very interesting, on 23 September, the same day that the CIA delivered their report to the president. So, those of us in the intelligence community, and by the way, I am not allowed to say I'm a CIA officer, I'm not a CIA officer. There's some things I can say, some things I can't. Then the book went to print, went actually into bookstores on 6 October, the day before the president came and told the nation that that there had actually been this hacking and that Russia had done it. But we were too busy watching the Billy Bush tape to pay attention. So, I'm only 4 months ahead of my time, but that's what spies are good for.
Malcolm, but I heard you saying on TV that people in the intelligence community have just been tearing their hair out over this for months. I mean, for you to be watching this, what can only be described as a coup, it must just have been infuriating.
Well, it is infuriating to career intelligence professionals, because anyone who's ever held a security clearance or any position of trust that requires top secret special access program or top secret special compartmented information, that's the highest levels that you can have. You know that, any of the talk that we've heard in the last 6 months, if we had said this in the lunchroom at any of the agencies that we work for, we would pretty much be having our lives torn apart right now in a counterintelligence investigation. And, it's one thing for the president-elect to set policy. If he's going to set policy, he can do that. But what we're seeing now, and, my peer Evan McMullen and some others in the intelligence community as well, are what we're seeing is that this thing went from silly to, serious, from serious to suspicious, and now from suspicious quite possibly to seditious. And the only question is, when's it going to go to sinister?
Right.
So, we don't understand why the president-elect of the United States and his senior staff have decided that Russia, the former director, a former career KGB officer, former director of Russian intelligence, a autocrat and dictator, is being defended every minute of the day in every aspect by Donald Trump. And it only makes us wonder what exactly do they have over him? Does he have some reason that he cannot? Does he have a non-disclosure with Putin that says he can't criticize him? You know, he's
right.
famous for putting those out. So this is very suspicious.
I'm glad to hear you use the word sedition. I mean, I rarely tweet. I tweeted yesterday and said, is there no patriot that's going to stand up and say Donald Trump is a traitor and a real and present danger to the United States? I mean, I don't understand how we give this man the nuclear codes in 2 weeks.
Well, as I wrote in the last chapter of my book, and everybody keeps telling me, oh, you have to update this book. No, I don't have to update a thing. Everything that was written in my book was validated at a classified level by the CIA. And
right.
that's because, you know, I'm not a journalist. I'm an old intelligence guy, old spies, and we all think exactly alike. And we see data very differently than the civilian world does, than the media does. And so one thing that I do say is I have no evidence, and I have never, and I assert very clearly at the end of the book that Donald Trump has not committed treason because, one, we are not at war with Russia. However, I've heard people in the community actually say his most recent tweets denying Russian involvement after he has received his top secret code word briefs could amount to aid and comfort to ISIS and Al Qaeda, because he essentially said that the Central Intelligence Agency, Director of National Intelligence, and other intelligence organizations are essentially liars. And that they can't be trusted, and that he has other more secure information. That gives aid and comfort to our opponents all around the world, not just Russia. But Russian intelligence, look, these guys are laughing right now. This is, you know, I've gotten to a big fight with Glenn Greenwald over this, where he and I are having different views on this because he loves Snowden, he loves Julian Assange.
Yeah.
And, you know, he actually said, well, there is, you know, you're a fool. You know, the KGB doesn't exist. Well, the KGB does exist. You know, they changed their letter and they removed the border guard in 1989. But, you know, that's like saying if you change the letters of CIA to LMN, their operations don't change. And in right. fact, they've gotten more aggressive because they have complete and unfettered access to the West. So it is very easy for them to recruit spies. It is very easy for them to use cyber warfare, hybrid warfare, and political warfare. And now we have one of the two political parties views them as more trustworthy than American intelligence and the apparatus that keeps American citizens safe. It's disgusting, to be quite honest.
And a threat to national security. You know, Malcolm, I had Bob Baer on, also a former CIA, and he, I mean, you've probably heard, I mean, he said that in any nation around the world where when this happens, they have a new election. When a hostile government has been found to have intervened, they have a new election. I mean, I know you're not a constitutional scholar, but where are we, Malcolm? How do you digest the news of just the last 3 days?
Well, you're right. I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I am a patriot, and
right.
I am a straight up. You know, there's nothing you can say about me. I was conservative most of my career,
right.
Until just recently, and now we have so lost our compass bearings with regards to what is patriotic and what is not. And Bob Baer is right. In most countries, they could have another election, but we don't have the mechanics for that. And the reason that I say this, and I'm sure I've said this in the media before, is because the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence, and I'm from Philadelphia, and I believe deeply, deeply in the values of the founding fathers. And when I lose my compass bearings, I go down to Independence Hall and I have a coffee and I get them right back. But the Constitution was never designed, to be operated by a moron, quite frank. And it was written by men of enlightenment who thought that men of great integrity and education would always keep this system preserved. And I believe it was Joy Reid who said that the Constitution is nothing but a piece of paper unless we keep the values dear and close to our heart. So now we have people who have been accused, you know, liberals and progressives have been accused of never being patriots, now being the spear tip of patriotism, true Philadelphian values, patriotism from the, you know, at the time, you know, against King George. I'm seeing that now, but my peers who in the conservative side, they all seem to think that Russian intelligence is awesome.
Yeah.
And I just don't know how to process.
Right. And the biggest, you know, Reagan fans in the world, right, like Sean Hannity are Julian Assange's best buddy now. I mean,
Holy cow.
And Malcolm, I mean, I don't know if you know, my dad ran with Barry Goldwater in 64, yeah. And it was Barry Goldwater that went to Nixon and said, it's time to go. As a former conservative, what has happened to your party? Where are the, I mean, even, you know, Lindsey Graham and John McCain are like, oh, well, you know, I guess we're not going to have a select committee. I guess it's, you know, right?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm from the old school Brent Scowcroft, Colin Powell, you know, super well-educated, but certainly rational, pragmatic, and, you know, who knows how to apply common sense as an intelligence asset. That party doesn't exist anymore. I mean, I know Colin Powell was kicked out, and you saw that this year his emails were also hacked.
Right.
And released by Russian intelligence through DC Leaks, which was a Russian intelligence entity, in order to damage his endorsement of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, We've never seen the likes of this. I mean, this is ordered by Putin himself. We have this, obviously, with the highest level you can get in the intelligence community, we have assurance across all 17 agencies, right?
Right.
Absolutely.
This, you know, when we don't reach high consensus like this all the time. I mean, we kill people with 75% confidence with drones. So when you get pretty much the 90% and above, and that's what high confidence is, then what you have is consensus. There is out there, and I get this a lot from the Julian Assange and WikiLeaks people, that there's no evidence. There is an overwhelming amount of evidence. But you don't have to wait for National Security Agency to declassify. You can go to CrowdStrike, the company that was called in at the time of the DNC Act, Dmitry Yaparovich and Sean Henry. They actually saw the files being moved real time. They saw these things, these files and data going to FSB, Russian intelligence servers. There is an unclassified report they put out last June detailing the servers, the malware, and everything that was actually hacking real time as they monitored this. The National Security Agency has that ability also. It's just that we can, you know, the agency can determine particularly exactly what building it goes into, who the FSB or Russia's version of NSA is called, the Special Communications and Information Service, and who the hackers were, who handed off what data to whom. That's really sources and methods. We don't need to give you that for you to get that information. But anyone that says there's no evidence, then they just don't know how to use the Google machine.
Malcolm, it seems that we already have some evidence of collusion with the Trump campaign, don't we? Roger Stone's tweets and a meeting in Moscow. What happens if they more definitively, before inauguration, even prove collusion with the Trump campaign?
Well, it's not going to stop the inauguration. You know, so all progressives out there who've got this in their head that, you know, this process is going to come to a screeching halt. The only way you're going to do that is if some foreign intelligence agency, and that's where we're getting a lot of this information, by the way, like the information about Carter Page having gone to Moscow last July and promised Putin and the director of the internal security who was actually coordinating that was most likely, a friendly intelligence agency like Germany, France, or the Ukraine who intercepted his phone communications, because it really, really looked like a phone call to me.
Well, what do Republicans do if that's proven? I mean, obviously, as a former CIA, as a former naval officer, I mean, how terrified are you? How big a threat to national security is it to have not only a pathological liar, but someone that's not going to listen to our intelligence agencies?
Well, you know, the remedy to this can only occur on, you know, the morning of the 20th, and the moment that Donald Trump says, so help me God. And at that point, after the word God, he is, you know, the president of the United States, and all the remedies that exist in the Constitution come into play. But there has to be evidence. And I have a sneaky suspicion that there definitely has been collusion between the Trump campaign and the Russians. And they are one degree of separation from direct contact with Russian intelligence. Because Roger Stone said, you know, he knew he had access to WikiLeaks. He knew what was going on.
Yeah.
I had been saying as early as July 26th that WikiLeaks was the laundromat for Russian intelligence. And after that, of course, you know, the WikiLeakers, who are all call themselves progressives but have no problem siding with a hostile intelligence agency, they come out and they deny from the hilt. They say that this was actually a person who leaked this information to them on a flash memory. Wrong.
Malcolm,
the stuff. Yeah, go ahead.
No, I'm sorry. I'm so overtime. I could literally talk to you all day.
Oh.
I hope you'll come back. But I know I'm grasping at straws. But if this is proven before inauguration, is there a chance he steps down or he's pressured to step down by Republicans?
You know, that would require a level of patriotism. I'm sorry. I just moved back from 7 years in the Middle East. I lived in Abu Dhabi. I'm not seeing that level of patriotism in this country anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it appears to me that a lot of people prefer their party to the honor, dignity, and processes of the Constitution. If there are real patriots in the Republican side,
yep,
and evidence shows up, they have got to put this nation before their
party. I agree. Malcolm, please, please, please come back. The book is The Plot to Hack America. You've got to read it. And thank you so much. I just am so honored and thrilled. Really, thank you for your service.
It's my pleasure. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Malcolm.